story.
Danced that, around
right,
it.
Right. All right. Let's see here. Local business questions city bid process. What's going on, Catherine?
Well, that's a story that I had gotten wind of last week that, and it's like, okay, well, what's a big deal? This isn't such a big job. I just feel like it just looks like, I'm not saying it is, it looks like the city wanted to reward someone who had been doing something for them for free.
Really?
Producing video, free video series for the Weinberg Center, mm-hmm. 4 years for free.
Okay.
But they couldn't, I don't know what prevented them from just saying, hey, here, have some money, because we have money now, so we want to pay you to do it. Why couldn't they do that? No, I guess they wanted to give the appearance of being fair, so they put it all out to a request for quotes.
Purple.
And they specifically identified vendors, and they asked them to email or fax mm-hmm. their quote in for this job. And specifically, one of the vendors who I talk about there, who's also on my board of directors, I'm open about that, mm-hmm. Russ Hodge, said that he asked, and I have the email, he said, what is this going to be based on? And the purchasing department said, lowest bid. Lowest cost. That's what it's based mm-hmm. on. So June 9th, he sends it in early, doesn't hear anything, calls back on the 13th, leaves a message, or emails on the 13th, leaves a message, said, did you get it? The next morning, which is the deadline that the bid was due, he heard back from purchasing and said, no, we did not receive your bid. So he sent it again and never heard anything. So he just assumed, well, I guess I was too high. So I guess last week he decided that he wanted to find out who got the bid.
Sure.
Well, then he found out that who got the bid was two-thirds higher than his. I mean, we're not talking a couple hundred bucks here.
No, you're talking.
We're talking $8,000 to $20,000, $12,000. And the city's saying, well, we didn't ever receive your bid. We never got it. So there's no specification about what size a bid has to be, and there's no way for anybody to prove that they didn't get it. But I opened it. Fine. It was a Word document. It mm-hmm. was 13 pages long.
Right.
So, you know, Mr. Hodge asked the mayor to check into it because he thought they were just going to wash their hands of it. Mayor said he would look into it. And I asked Patty Mullins, city spokesperson, to look into it. Everybody promised to get back to us Monday. The whole day went by. We didn't hear anything. So I went ahead and wrote the story. And now they're hearing back, and Russ is hearing back. And I think after the break, he's going to call and give us an update on what's happening with that.
Good.
But here's the bigger issue, because I've heard from a couple of other people that said, I had some issues when I bid on a job over there, too.
Wow.
Because they're supposed to focus on local. You get points
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
You get points for that. There are certain bids that are sealed, and you have to hand carry them in.
Right.
Those are requests for proposals. These were requests for quotes, which is a little more informal, and it specifically said email or fax. And it specifically did not have any restrictions on the size of the file. So if we're talking, you know, trying to promote local business, at least there needs to be a fair and level playing field here. And if people are doing their due diligence, because a lot of work to do these.
You
go to a notary mm-hmm. and get it notarized that you are indeed a local business.
Right.
So, you know, you put all this work into it, and then we didn't get it.
Was the other company local?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They sent it out. They invited people to
No, I bid. Say with the other company.
They were all local.
The winning bid.
Fairly local, yeah.
So that isn't...
No, that's not...
That's a big deal. I mean, because then
no,
people
I'll say,
have...
But they're two local companies.
Right, right. They're all local companies.
Okay. They're all local companies, so the local
right.
part is not.
Right. The
not,
local part's not the issue.
Oh, just the money.
No, the other person who had an issue with it had contacted me after reading the story, and she was a local bidder. She lost out to somebody from out of town who bid higher than she did.
I don't know how they justify
it. Yeah, so I don't understand, and I kept looking for where's policy procedures, where's you know, the policy about how they handle bid solicitations, and I never really found any kind of appeal process or anything having to do
with... Well, the city needs to respond to this.
Yeah.
Well, the question I would have, and I think it's as devil's advocate, I would say, why didn't Russ follow up?
He did follow up. He called her
the
first time and see if she got it.
And she
said
no.
So he sent it again.
Why didn't he call the second time, though? I mean, I'm just saying.
It was the day that it was due.
Right. But
right.
Well,
and they also have an obligation. They invited these people to bid.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they want to say, you know,
No.
I don't know, especially after the first time when he said, did you get it? And she said, no, but they're getting all his other emails.
Yeah, but so, I'm playing devil's advocate.
But why? If you mail it in twice, why do you have to keep following up?
There's no guarantee they got it. I mean, that's the sad part.
See, that's the problem. Isn't that a problem, Tim?
It is. But that's why I would have followed up. I'm not saying I'm smarter than Russ. I'm not.
Well, you can ask him I'll ask him to call in and give us an update. But yeah, that's a reasonable expectation. But why? But if that's the case, that I think the city needs to step back, whether you think it's nefarious or weighted or whatever, it doesn't matter. Procedurally, they need to step back and try to figure out how they can make this more fair and make sure that the people who are doing their due diligence and getting weighted or whatever, it doesn't matter. Procedurally, they need to step back and try to figure out how they can make...
I am here, Tim, and I'm probably the least qualified.
Apparently.
For the system, but that's presuming that the system is in and of itself fair and that there is good management of the system and there is communication back and forth. And a lot of people could say, okay, this guy is bitching because he didn't get the contract. The contract was a very small contract for us. I actually cut my original price in half because I was going to do this almost as a pro bono because I love the Weinberg.
Sure.
However, as a taxpayer, I don't see any reason why we should be spending an extra $12,000 for the same services that I can provide just as well, if not better, than the company that won the contract.
Yeah.
So. All right. We're going to have some questions that only you can answer, Russ. First of all, is there an appellate process? Can you appeal?
I do not know. At this point, I've just been trying to work through the system. That's why I got the mayor involved, his assistant, Nikki Bamonte, and just ask questions because... Frankly, last week I was shocked when I emailed, and frankly, most of the time with government contracts, they will tell you that it has been awarded and what the dollar amount was. You don't have to proactively go seek that.
Right.
And I should say we do win a lot of government contracts. As a matter of fact, the day that I was told we didn't get this, we won a federal government contract with Selective Service for a lot more money.
Beautiful.
So my point is we are experienced at doing this. We have a GSA scheduled contract with the federal government where they can contract directly with us with stuff. We've probably had about 20 federal government contracts in the last 3 or 4 years. We've done state contracts.
Right.
So it's not that we're new to this game. This is just kind of crazy. The city's response back to us today was, oh, your file size was too big.
What?
We have a limit of 10 megabytes, which I guess is like you send a meme back and forth. So 10 megabytes is their limit. So, and again, I mean, nobody's saying, hey, we have to review this process. We have to see how maybe next time we don't pay through the nose for services that we can get a lot cheaper. What they're kind of doing, the typical government thing that drives everybody crazy, which is, oh, you're at fault on this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I was doing this probably not even a cost to me, so it doesn't matter. But when you make me go and bid on a contract and you make me go get papers notarized, then damn it, I want to win. And I won this, and I won it fair and square, and I lost now, and the taxpayers lost. And that's what the issue is on this.
Yeah.
Well, you said it well. I played devil's advocate, if you heard, and I was asking, why did you not follow up after your second submission that you...
I heard you ask that as I was driving through the Ballinger Creek.
Is everybody in Frederick County down the damn Ballinger Creek?
I know, it seems like it, yeah.
All right, what...
So there are two things driving me crazy. Okay, here's the deal. The proposal was due on June 14th. I sent it on June 9th, 5 days ahead of time.
Right.
On June 13th, I followed up because it's unusual for somebody not to acknowledge the receipt. I said, did you get it? They responded back on the morning of the 14th before it was due and said, we did not. I said, okay, I'll send it again. I sent it again. So at that point, I figured I sent it twice, never thinking that there might be a file size. And this is an important issue because, again, we get a lot of government contracts.
Sure.
And if there is a file limit size, which
they'll tell
certainly can be, they will tell you.
Sure.
Nothing on this at all. It's almost, here's what the real issue is, Tim. I don't think there was collusion. I know the other video company. As a matter of fact, when this RFP was put out, this RFQ was put out, I emailed her and said, look, I feel badly. I know you've been doing this for free all these years, and now they have a little money to throw at it, and they're making you compete. And she said, well, that's government.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I understand that. So they invited me to compete. I competed.
Certainly.
So this is what the real issue is on this, though. If it's not collusion, then it's a crappy way to do business, and it's costing everybody a lot of money.
Yeah,
12 grand is 12 grand.
Right.
I wonder what that 12 grand could buy.
Exactly. Point well taken. Catherine, you want to ask us some questions? Frank, I know you do.
Well, I guess I want to know how far you're willing to go with this to make the city, hold the city accountable for, you know, you won fair and square. Do you think they want you to shut up and go away by blaming you? I mean, how far are you willing to take this?
I have known Randy for 20 years. When I got divorced, Randy and his wife kept me alive with the bagel store. But We all know Randy does not like confrontation. I'm sure everybody wants me to shut up and go away. But then they shouldn't be saying, sorry, your fault. You didn't know the rules. We never told you the rules, but we're going to stick with what we have now.
Right.
Nobody has said to me even, gee, I'm sorry. Sorry we didn't tell you what the rules were on this. Also, frankly, I'd like to know, because I think, you know, 10 megabytes for a proposal, I wonder if everybody else put it in on that, too.
Yeah. That's the thing. If it's an issue for you, and I heard back from another person who had some issues, not specifically the same as yours, but also some problems and questions about the bid process, then maybe that needs to become an election issue, and people need to talk about how to make it more fair. I know it's not the sexiest issue in the world, but if you're having an issue, then what's to say other people aren't having similar issues? So let's get this out front.
That's a big point, especially if you're talking about contracts that are in the hundreds of thousands of dollars,
right,
or God forbid, in the millions of dollars. I mean, ours, $12,000 is a lot of money, but it's not earth-shattering. However, I wonder what else is happening, particularly since if it's a large contract, generally speaking, there'll probably be a 100-page proposal
right.
that comes in on it.
Right.
What this is Frederick wants to be a big-time city, and this is amateur hour in terms of the way it's being managed and the way the contracting process is.
So how far are you going to go? I mean,
I'm going to go Scaramucci on them.
Oh, boy.
Scratch Scaramucci strikes again.
You might not get too far, though.
you got 10 days, Russ.
The best 10 days of everybody's life.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep pursuing this because, again, I was perfectly happy to say sole source it to the other
right,
company.
Exactly.
I have no problem with that. Sole source it. Just don't make me do all of this and then don't have me win and then say, oh, sorry, we're not giving it to you anyway.
Right. Right. Fair
Russ,
enough.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you bringing us up to date, and please keep us informed. And Catherine,
we're
you
follow.
Also. We'll see what happens.
Right.
Thank you, Russ Scaramucci. That's the local mooch.
The local mooch.
Let's go to Kirby and see what Kirby has to say. Kirby, is this the right Kirby?
This is the one. Hey, I was on Boundary Creek today, too.
Oh my God, we were all down there.
No,
that's why
water.
The traffic was so awful.
What? Kirby has to say. Kirby, is this the right Kirby?
This is the one. Hey, I was on Boundary Creek today, too.
Oh my God, we were all down there. That's why the traffic was so awful.
What? You must have been giving something free away down there.
At least it wasn't our construction company that caused it. That's the one good thing I was glad about.
Amen.
Well, that would not be good.
So what say you, Kirby? Kirby DeLauder, a candidate for county exec, but also the 5th District Council member. So what say you?
Yeah, just to weigh in on this a little bit. I mean, I've had some issues, too, where, you know, I think the city process is a little bit flawed, too. And I think Russ hit a couple good points where, I mean, a few years back, a lot of water mains were replaced inside the city down, you know, downtown and, you know, out, you know, kind of out in the East Street area up in those areas, all over the city. A lot of water lines and things were replaced. But what they have is like a design build kind of, you know, instead of doing what normal cities or counties or any municipalities do,
right,
where they have an engineer design it,
right,
and then the city approves the design, and then they put it out for bid, and procurement takes care of it, and, you know, low responsible bidder gets the job, okay?
Right.
Very, very simple process. What they do is a design build. I teamed up with a company, a local engineering company, been in business about 50 years, Fox Associates, and our company's been around 60 years. We've done a lot of work in Frederick City, Frederick County. And the city came back. We put a proposal together for one of the contracts on this water line. And they came back and said neither Fox or DeLauder were qualified.
How did they get away with that?
I asked the same question. I'm like, how do you do that? Yeah. And they just said, we reviewed everything, and we're going to accept the same bidder we've taken on every other contract. And the same bidder out of Carlisle, Pennsylvania, a Pennsylvania contractor, got every contract.
Mm-hmm. When did that happen?
This was back about anywhere from probably 7 to 8 years ago up until about maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
And they're good. Don't get me wrong, they're a good company. I'm not saying they shouldn't have gotten the work, but it just didn't seem like an open and fair process, especially when you're telling Fox, who's located in Frederick.
Right.
We're located in Frederick County. We've done work in Frederick City for 50 years.
Right.
And to come back and tell me from a county employee who's probably been there 3 years and say, you're not qualified? That's crazy.
But yeah.
Those are kind of things I think.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, is there any appeal process that you know of?
No, I mean, you know, not at all. And it's just, you know, another thing that happened down that has probably been 10, 12 years ago when the city did Church Street right up in front of Winchester Hall.
Right.
Redid all the utilities, all the sidewalks, all the paving, everything. And it was about, in my memory, it was about a $1 million job. I think it went out for bid, it was about $1 million.
Okay.
And nobody bid the job. And they came back and they were calling people to bid the work. So they called our company and I said, you know, I'm just not interested. I mean, it's really not, you know, we could never really get a fair hearing in some cases, so I wasn't interested.
Right.
And the same bidder that bid $1 million, I think on the first bid. This first bid didn't get any bids. The second bid, I think, was like $1 million. And the same bidder, they put it out again, was $3 million, and they awarded it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So they got to a point where they couldn't get people to bid. The process is so screwed up.
Wow.
I mean, you got to have a fair process. And I, again, I'm not trying to beat up the city, but I do think they need to look at that area and clean that area up and just make sure that, you know, through procurement and things like that, they just get an open and fair process and get rid of that design build crap. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's an open and fair process. They got to start looking at this a little bit harder.
Okay,
Kirby, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it. We're going to hear from someone else that might know something about this, but first we have to take a very short break. It's 4:48 in the afternoon. Be right back.
Free talk on 930 WFMD's Mid Maryland Live, a service of Putman Plumbing. How can they make you smile?
Do you or someone you love struggle with mobility issues? Frederick Medical Supplies can help. They're your best local source for scooters, lift chairs, wheelchairs, stair lifts, walking aids, and more. During the month of July, all scooters are $50 off regular retail price. Trust the experts at Frederick Medical Supplies to find the right solution for you so that you can maintain an active lifestyle. Stop in today to receive $50 off all scooters in July. Conveniently located in the shopping center with Wise Market at 179 Thomas Johnson Drive in Frederick. And online at frederickmedsupplies.com.
WFMD and Frederick Memorial Hospital's Radio for a Cause.
My name is Lisa McDonald. I am the executive director for the Boys and Girls Club of Frederick County. We help over 500 children throughout the county every year. The Boys and Girls Club of Frederick County is a 501c3. Our mission is to provide a safe after-school experience for all children of Frederick County, regardless if they can afford it or not. Key aspects of the after-school program for elementary and middle is to provide a safe place, one with a meal, so every member gets a meal. Then we do homework with the children too, making sure that they are academically successful. We see the need growing in our community to provide a safe location and after-school environment with our children. There's a lot of pressure in the world right now with the children, and so this provides them a safe location.
Frederick Memorial Hospital's Radio for a Cause on WFMD is brought to you by Mattress Warehouse. Sleep happens. Supported by Valley Graphic Services, Inc. and Premier Dental Arts.
Warner Service. Plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. Call Warner Service at 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
WARNER. Warner Service.
930 WFMD traffic for Mid-Maryland commuters.
Still working a couple situations. For instance, Ballinger Creek Pike still shut down approaching Crestwood Boulevard. That weather that we had took down a tree, and as well as power's out in the area. So expect some delays. We'll keep you posted. Again, Ballinger Creek Pike at Crestwood Boulevard, the intersection just all blocked up because of this. But the Ballinger Creek side is what's shut down. Also, Ballinger Creek Pike at Ballinger Center Drive, of course, of a property damage accident. So they're taking care of that. 70 West at the 270 exit in through Frederick. There is a disabled vehicle, and it appears to be a pickup over to the right-hand shoulder, 70 West, right at the 270 exit. And thanks, Annika, very much for checking in. 270 North approaching her band and reports of a property damage accident here over to the shoulder. That's it. I'm Dave Conrad with your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable. Frederick Air, it's a good call.
News, traffic, weather, and analysis. Mid-Maryland's 930 WFMD.
Everybody get up.
Ow!
Oh my God.
Ow! It's coming back.
Oh.
Good afternoon. Catherine Hairbrand from the FrederickExtra.com. Frank Mitchell from Places Unknown. And your congenial.
Yes.
Humble host, Tim May. Back to the phones, Frank.
We're talking about fairness
And
the city bidding process.
Yeah, we had a local bidder, bid a job, lowest bid, didn't get the award, and the city says they didn't receive his bid. That's kind of the thumbnail. So let's see.
They told him they didn't receive his bid. The bid specifications called for it to be emailed or faxed. He emailed it. He reached out, sent it twice.
Correct.
Then never heard anything after it was awarded and sought it out himself and was told that they never received it. And now that he's checking into it, which he just told us, they told him that the file was too large. There's nothing in the bid specifications that say that you are restricted to a certain size file.
And so, why we're interested in this, it means that 12,000 additional tax dollars.
Yeah, on a small scale, but you're right.
Is it not just one isolated case?
Exactly.
Some suggest there may be more.
Right, and it's from the Weinberg, so it is, I'm sure there's city money there, obviously.
It is city money. Yeah. It absolutely is.
Well, sure, the city did the thing. Exactly. I did the proposal.
Right.
I know a name. Shelley Alloy's with us. Shelley, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you today?
We're well, thank you. What say you?
Well, you know, I'd like to follow up on this, and I'll keep this short and sweet. There's an issue with processes that occur in the city of Frederick, and this is one of those behind-the-scenes thing. But this kind of thing happens consistently and regularly. And then the other thing that we hear is that because of the difficulty of the system, people are adding 20 and 30% to their bids because they know it's going to take longer than it would normally take. And so, again, these things are costing city taxpayers every day. So let's work on the processes. Let's clear them up. Let's make it fair and equitable. And let's streamline the processes so the bids go down.
So is there, Shelley, you were a former alderman and running for mayor. Do you know of any appeal process? That's my big question. Is there a way to appeal this?
Once it's done, with my understanding, it's done. So is there an appeal process? Yes. Do I know the details about it? No. And I haven't known of anyone to be successful with any kind of appeal.
Wow.
So it's just a formality.
And you're what you're saying, Shelley, is correct. I mean, it's been backed up, and other people have said the exact same thing, that the process is not perfect, obviously. And go ahead.
Yeah, the bottom line is let's fix the process, let's make it fair and equitable, and beyond that, let's streamline city processes so business folks can get the job done in a timely fashion. That saves money.
Sounds like a plan to me. Thank you, Shelley.
Appreciate it.
Take care. 301-694-9363. 301-694-9363. I have no bidding record with the city. We've always been sole source for over the years. Small amounts, definitely small amounts, like under $5,000. But I have a horrible story about the Board of Education and their bidding process. I mean, horrible. And
is that a job for the Frederick Extra, or is it non-news anymore?
I think it's non-news because it's been over a year, and you know, and I wish you would have been in business a year ago. And if it was 2 years ago, before you were in business.
Okay.
Because we had, I didn't feel right to talk about on the show.
Sure.
Too self-serving.
Mm-hmm.
But, it was ridiculous, to say the very least.
Well, now, let me ask you this, Tim. After you had that bad experience.
Yes.
And I understand your reticence in talking about it
as a radio host. Right.
But did you file a complaint? Did you have any
kind of outlet? I went before the full board.
Okay. You went before the full board.
Yes, and I was dismissed very handily. If it wouldn't be for at least Brad Young in April, I believe, at least let me say something. Vice President Liz Barrett basically said, you know, get out of here.
Okay.
Without those words.
Right.
You know, kind of... You know,
shoo me along. Right.
And I just thought it was wrong. It was 100% wrong. And we won everything except the price, and the price was given to us by the Board of Education.
But then again. So did you go through an appeal process there?
No, this is the best part, like Russ is going to find out.
Mm-hmm.
After this was all over, they said you should have appealed. I said, well, where does it show in any of your papers?
No, I didn't see anything in the city policy or code.
Or the Board of Education. So they said, well, you should have appealed. But anyhow, so lesson learned.
You should know the rules that we don't tell you. And you should appeal when we don't tell you that that's an option for you until after the fact.
It was a great bidding process. I'll say this. We won the best qualified. We won the local. And it came down to the dollar amount, which... the school board had been, this is what the school board is paying us. So we thought we're not going to raise it or anything. Mm-hmm. And it was a 5-year contract.
Right.
And the new price of cost of living was,
COLA.
Minimum wage.
Minimum wage.
So the company that won the award cannot even break even now because of the minimum wage increase. But that didn't care, and nobody cared.
Mm. But I'm sure they're doing a good job then.
I have nothing to say about it.
Okay.
Just that I've learned my lesson.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We need some watchdogs out there.
Yeah, we do.
We need some citizen watchdogs, so we need to go clone ourselves and send everybody scattering to.
I like Russ's idea, and I like you, and you said this and the other one. I'm a local business guy for like almost 40 years. I do business locally. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I pay a little bit more, but I'm taking care of local business. I would hope that our huge government, the city of Frederick, the county of Frederick, and the Board of Education, I would hope that they would recognize that. And apparently that doesn't mean that much.
Mm.
But that's my humble opinion. Mm. Hey, Catherine, you have the Board of Education. I